For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Opening this week, The Winter's Tale, the comedy-slash-romance by Shakespeare, presented by Shakespeare in Delaware Park. It not only opens their 41st season, it also reprises a play that opened their very first season in the 70s, and it's on their brand new stage. So, something really to look forward to.
Yes, we had talked last week, and you had asked why this plot was less familiar, and I think it's simply people don't read it in high school, and it's sometimes grouped as one of the problem plays. Problem only because it doesn't neatly fall into the category of comedy where it was originally categorized. They try to call it a late romance. But there is some sadness embedded in the play. It's the story of a king who wants his friend to stay, and he's unable to convince him, and he sends his wife Hermione, his pregnant wife Hermione, to convince my friend to stay. And when she's able to do this in just three lines, he becomes suspicious and jealous and accuses her of infidelity.
Well, not only that, I mean, his wife seems to die of sadness or grief, and he's taken this daughter and sent her out to die of exposure.
Yes.
This is a comedy?
Problematic, right? But 16 years pass, and eventually all is reconciled, except, of course, the death of a son. You can't undo that. But a marvelous coup de théâtre is the Hermione, seemingly as a statue, is reanimated and comes back to life. But there is always the lingering sadness of the son who dies and of the 16 years that are wasted. And so it's really a very beautiful reminder about the importance of being loving and trusting. And that's what The Winter's Tale is about.
Wow. Well, that certainly is a very apt message for 2016. And the good news is that it runs every night, Tuesday through Sunday, all the way until July 17th. All performances at 7:30. They're all free, open to anyone. My personal advice is take a nice blanket or a comfy beach chair and maybe a jacket because the play will continue after sundown.
It's a lovely, lovely place to be.
Well, I took the trip. I went out to the Lancaster Opera House. I was not disappointed in any way. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's a musical based on an old movie that starred Michael Caine and Steve Martin about these con men on the French Riviera. I went because of the cast. I just loved it. Everybody came with their A game all the way from Peter Palmisano as the very suave con man, Jacob Alberella as the less than suave con man, and great performances by Amy Jekyll, Greg Jurich, Mary Jurich, and Ariana Davidow. And a wonderful ensemble, too, of four very talented, able young men and four young women. They dance, they take on all sorts of roles. They move about the small stage expertly.
And on a rake as well. They dance on a rake.
I didn't know that.
That stage is sloped.
And while The Winter's Tale is at Shakespeare in Delaware Park all the way through July 17th, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is only up through this Sunday afternoon. So there you have it, Lancaster Opera House. Now, I just received in my email notice of the Buffalo United Artists proudly present It's Only a Play by Terrence McNally, and it features all of these great characters. There's the genius director, the coat check guy, the playwright's best friend, and the lethal critic. Is that not you, Mr. Chase?
That's my picture, yeah, with that eyebrows raised. And I am, in fact, playing the part.
Is this typecasting?
I don't think I'm lethal. And this man is peculiarly flawed. We've started rehearsal, so readiness is all, let me tell you.
Well, you've often said it. Until you have the lines internalized, you really can't start
you
the rehearsals.
Cannot do a thing, no.
Well, I see it runs July 23rd to August 13th, just on the weekends, Saturday nights at 8 and Sundays at 7.
We have time. I will mention it again. Thank you for bringing it up and for enjoying our poster.
Well, it is stunning. And I do love the raised eyebrow.
Yeah, that eyebrow's been a living for me.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, with both eyebrows down, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.